This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
So, go ahead.
We have sound regarding one of the Met injuries.
Right? All right, let's hear it. If you're just tuning in, Paul Blackburn and Dednell Nunez going to the injured list. I assume this is the manager, Carlos Mendoza.
Correct.
Is Tommy John on the table?
I mean, the ligaments on the is involved. And yeah, I think he's on the table. But again, we got to wait.
That's Dednell Nunez.
That's for Dednell Nunez.
And this is, I'm telling you
that's very succinct and tells you exactly what the real issue is.
It's also not a surprise.
No.
Like, let's go back. He missed the latter part of last year. They took their sweet time in spring training to where they started him in the minor leagues. They handled him like a guy who they knew inevitably was going to need this kind of procedure. So, horrible news for the kid.
Right.
Obviously, bad news for the Mets because he could have been a bullpen option like he was last year. But that sounds very ominous for Dednell Nunez.
It's terrible.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it right now.
Has he announced a starter for tomorrow?
No, but we are quickly monitoring that right now.
Okay, so Nolan McClain, who is one of the Mets' top prospects, he's now officially a top 100 prospect. He's scheduled to start tonight. So if the Mets are going to move him to tomorrow, which is perfect day-wise, they got to scratch him because he is scheduled to start tonight for Syracuse. So keep an eye on that because if it's not Nolan McClain, and it's likely not to be Jonah Tong, who's in AA. Mm-hmm. You're looking at an opener. You're looking at Brazoban starts again. Here comes Justin Hagenman on a Friday afternoon.
So one thing we did not discuss about Paul Blackburn that Carlos Mendoza has just answered, I haven't heard his answer yet, is whether going back into Saturday's game after the 89-minute rain delay had anything to do with
it. Oh, I forgot about that.
Do you care to hear I have not heard this yet.
Yeah, let's hear what he had to say. Remember, Blackburn came back into the game. The Pirates took their young starter out, Falter. And they went back to Blackburn, who then, you know what did the bet. He put a bunch of guys on base before I finally pulled him. Let's hear if Mendy injured Paul Blackburn.
Did you receive any indication?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
From him that him going back into the game after that rain delay, had it anything to do with the injury?
No, not really. You know, obviously we knew we were asking a lot, you know, but the whole time, you know, we were asking feedback from him. He kept throwing, and we knew, and he knew that we were only going to ask him for another 35 pitches, right? But yeah, I think, you know, it has something to do with it, you know. You hate to see it, but yeah, it's where we were at the time. And again, the back and forth with him, with the trainers, and we just felt like, even though it was an hour and a half, you know, it wasn't an easy decision. And here we are now.
Wow. So he basically said, yeah.
Yeah.
It probably did.
And you know what it sounds like? It sounds like he has no options.
Well, he doesn't.
He sounds like he's not struggling, because I think any manager would, given the circumstances that they are with their rotation. He doesn't have any answers.
Yeah.
There's nothing that he can
easily
do.
That's why I defended him going back to Blackburn on Saturday, because what were the other options? They don't have great options.
Right.
Speaking of great options, Kodai Senga is in play to return to the Mets before the All-Star break. He's going to pitch at Binghamton this weekend.
Wow, right. That is great news. Now,
what is that? Two and a half weeks? 3 weeks?
No, that's a week and a half. That's quick return.
No, how long was he out? He was
I'm sorry. The week and a half is now until the All-Star break.
That's what I mean.
He got hurt right before the losing streak, so June 12th.
So two and a half weeks.
Yeah.
All right.
That's a quick return of its
code. They said six originally.
Yeah. Well, that's a quick return on rehab, too, for him to make one start and then come back. And for him to come back and make a start before the All-Star break, that rehab start would have to be on Tuesday. Right. Well, it wouldn't even be Tuesday, because that would bring him back on regular rest for Sunday, which they don't do with him. So he'd have to pitch this weekend. Is that what they're saying, this weekend?
This weekend in Binghamton.
All right, so then I guess he would be in play. Well, that's a huge return.
So that must have meant he was throwing this entire time.
Yeah.
And to some extent.
And also he built himself up.
Right.
So unlike Sean Manaea and even Frankie Montas before that, they're building themselves up because pitched.
They missed spring training.
So that's that's a good piece of news. Everything else has been so depressing. So Kodai Senga is in play. Sean Manaea, I don't know if he's in play, because Manaea pitched yesterday in a rehab game.
Yeah, he got through 65
pitches. I don't think that's the problem, though. Right. Haven't we learned from that?
Yeah, no, it doesn't matter. They don't take it seriously enough for them to care about it.
Yeah.
We care about it because he gave up three runs and six, whatever it was.
Oh, I'm past caring about it.
Right. You can't care about
it. I care about
it. Doesn't matter.
Does he feel okay, and how many pitches did he throw? Those are the only things that matter. And I don't even mean that in the Montas case. I mean it in the Stroman case. Stroman had a bad rehab assignment as well. And then look what happened.
Right.
He comes back.
Veterans, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I don't think it matters. Right. So Manaea's next rehab start, because he's making another one, is Tuesday, which would line him up to pitch Sunday, which is the last game before the All-Star break. Either way, the Mets need arms. They need at least two starting pitchers in the next 4 days, because they don't have anyone for Friday.
Mm-hmm.
They've got Montas for Saturday.
He just mentioned what you said about Manaea. That's their target. That's Sunday before the All-Star break.
Yeah, because if he's making his next rehab start on Tuesday, 5 days later would be the Sunday afternoon in Kansas City. Or in my case, Sunday night from Italy, wherever the hell I am. Let's go to Keith in New Jersey. Hey, Keith.
Hey, Keith.
Hey, Kiki. How you guys doing?
All's good.
Love the show. You guys are fantastic. Evan, real quick, another European country I would recommend is Portugal. They all speak English. They drive on the same side of the road as we do, and the food is fantastic.
Well, one thing I've learned about the whole driving on the other side of the road thing is that's really just an England, Australia, United Kingdom thing.
Right. Not necessarily. Yeah, it's mostly England.
It's a British thing.
Right.
Like, the driving on the other side of the road thing only occurs with former British colonies. So if you go to India, because India used to be a British colony, you got to drive on the other side of the road. Australia, where they sent the criminals, other side of the road.
Right.
But when you go to France and Spain and Portugal, like basically every country outside of England, it's all right side of the road.
Right.
Not the other side of the road.
Ireland isn't that way.
Are you looking over here like we've been on?
I'm looking at AI.
Robbie.
Yeah.
Don't look at AI. Don't do that.
Is it AI?
AI will give you the wrong answer. I've learned that.
Right.
We're better off relying on Sean's brain.
Can you name the countries in the United Kingdom?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Ireland. Northern Ireland.
No. Ireland is its own country.
Oh, they're not in the United Kingdom?
Ireland is not in the United Kingdom.
Let's start over. Wales.
Yes.
England.
Yes.
Scotland.
There you go.
How many are in there?
That's three. That's it.
Oh, all right. I thought Northern Ireland was.
Isn't that's Great Britain. And then the United Kingdom is Northern Ireland.
Wait, isn't Great Britain and United Kingdom the same thing?
No.
What is going on in the world?
England is the country.
Yeah.
Scotland is a country.
Yeah.
Wales is a country.
Yep.
Together, they are on the island of Great Britain.
Okay.
The United Kingdom also includes Northern Ireland, which is on the island of Ireland.
Okay.
Got it?
I think, but probably not.
Just say yes.
Yeah, I got you.
Your best idea is like, yeah, I got that.
Great Britain is nothing. It's an island. It's like a continent. But it's not.
As long as we're here and it's the day before the 4th of July, that last caller, too, also said something that is still blowing my mind. In Brazil, they speak Portuguese. But he's telling me in Portugal, they speak English?
No, they speak...
Solve that riddle for me.
He's
saying they also speak English.
Yeah.
Because I said in France, like not a lot of people speak English.
So
I mean, they do, but they don't.
What I've heard is that there are certain European countries where they will mix in a lot of English. So it'll make you feel better if you don't know the other language.
Right.
And then there are some European countries that basically say, shut your mouth. If you don't speak our language, we ain't going to help
you. Yeah, good luck.
So that's what he's saying. So yes, it's Portuguese, but they also will give you some English to help you out.
That's going
to
help me rest easy this weekend. That one was going to really stick with me.
It's going to determine what European country you ultimately go to 18 years from now.
Look, the only thing that's going to determine the European country he goes to is who the Giants are playing. That's all that matters.
Can we get a game in Greece?
Let's go to Joe in Cranford. Hey, Joe.
Guys, you're talking about the ABS, the automatic ball strike system.
Yes.
When that goes into effect probably next year, it's going to be so frustrating because we're going to know they have the technology to do it, and it's going to be limited to only a couple of challenges per team per game, and it's going to drive us even more nuts.
But why would we challenge if we know that it's correct? You know what I mean?
No, he's saying that. Why are we only correcting the ones we challenge versus having them all be correct? If we have the technology for every ball and strike to be right.
Oh, he's talking about what they're going to institute.
Yeah, the ABS is coming next year.
Which is the challenge system.
Yeah.
You were talking about robo umps.
Yeah, because it's different.
Right.
Those two things are different. Like what they tried in spring training, for anyone who saw it, was batters, catchers, and pitchers can challenge something they disagree with.
Yes.
And it's very quick and it's efficient. I don't have a problem with that. It's not going to lengthen the time of
games.
But
if you have it, why not just use it all the time?
Yes. Yeah, there's no reason to say we're going to save it so it's some kind of strategic thing.
Now, are they doing this anywhere in independent?
Minor leagues.
I'm talking robo umps.
I think they've tried the robo umps at some other levels. I'm not positive.
I know they're doing the challenge system.
Yeah, the ABS.
Robo umps, like all that the umpire is doing is calling what the... Whatever, AI.
I think they've tried it at certain levels. I'm not sure the specifics on it, but the ABS is what they're going to do. The commissioner basically said it, and I just disagree. I think there's a lot of levels to the ABS that people will not enjoy. Number one, our last caller hit it. We're going to be frustrated. Why not get them all right?
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that's very annoying is there's a big strike three. We have to now wait. Is he going to challenge it? Are we sure it's strike three? Mm-hmm. And we have that in a lot of sports now, and I don't think it's good. Like, we have it in baseball, and the bang-bang play at first base. We have to wait. We have it in football. Is there a flag? Did he actually catch it? Are they going to challenge it?
Right.
I don't think that's good, especially if you have an alternative, which in baseball's case you do, to just always get it right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.